Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Film Buds podcast. This is our 12th bonus show. And my name is Henry. No Chloe this time around. She wishes she could be here, but joining us after a long hiatus is my friend Paul Davis. Paul?
Happy to be here again, Henry. I think the last time I was here was...
The DC...
almost a year ago?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
He was on the DC Cinematic Universe bonus show, and it's nice to see you again. We haven't talked really, or at least seen each other since that, so it's good to see you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a heck of time, so...
It's been quite a year.
Yeah.
This time around, we are going to be talking the Hellboy franchise, specifically Hellboy and Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, the two Guillermo del Toro films, and then the 2019 Hellboy reboot with David Harbour and Sasha Lane. And who knows, we might touch on some other stuff. Paul is a big comic book aficionado and graphic novels. That's your thing. We'll see. Thank you so much for... I can't talk today. Thank you so much for donating and downloading. It goes to help support the show. Well, how's it going, Paul? What's new?
It's going pretty well. I've been working. I spent, a year as a teacher. Right now, I'm spending some time working as a writer on another podcast, same show. That's hosted by another friend of mine who also is a UNCG alum. Actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, School of Business. So I've just been doing that. I've always liked Hellboy, the comics. I started reading the comics from the movies. And I have way back when, I think this was like my junior year of high school, so like 10-ish, going on 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I have from Heroes Con here in Charlotte a signed Mike Mignola Hellboy comic.
Nice.
So it's a prized possession of mine.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So I was really looking forward to watching these. I hadn't seen the David Harbour one yet. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's where I started.
Yeah. Well, I with Hellboy, it may have been because I didn't watch the first two until college. It may have actually been you just in conversation that caused me to watch them. We'll get to it. I don't have a whole lot of connection to it other than it being in a genre that I like, but there's something about them that is just very interesting and has always brought me back to it. And I'm really excited to talk about them because, I mean, there's not a whole lot of Hellboy relevance right now, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Just talking movies. So that's cool. Well, I mean, we have a lot to talk about. Anything else you want to mention beforehand?
I think that Hellboy 1 might have been my first Guillermo del Toro movie, like, overall.
Right.
Just in general. And I don't know how many people that's the case for. I mean, I know a lot of people started, like, Pan's Labyrinth, which is fine. I mean, it's a great film. It's a good starting point.
Yeah.
I understand why, you think that it's... You referred to it as special, and I think that that definitely is the case, but... we'll have to dig deep into why that is once we get going.
Yeah, for sure.